Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Parakei Mishatas and Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichad Fine Reziva Kagon B'Karav Mamish. And we continue discussing this case of Sa B'Sa. And here the Mishnah tells us that it's Aser, even though we had already started discussing this in the previous Mishnah. It's in this Mishnah where we find Beferish that it's not allowed to be done. Lo Yamar Adam L'Chaveroi, a person is not allowed to tell his friend, Halveni Kar Chitim Vani Etan L'Chal Gairen, lend me a car of wheat now, and I'm going to give you back a car of wheat when it's the Gairen, when it's the time for threshing and storing it. And that's because, as we said, it might go up in price. And when the Leiver received it, it could be it was worth 100, and now when he's giving the same car back, it's worth 120, and that's Ribbis. Now, in the following case, we have Machlaikas whether or not Sa B'Sa is permitted. Aval Imrlai, but he could tell him, Halveni Achiyavai Bini, lend me this car of wheat until my son comes, and he's going to get the car of wheat to repay you, or until I find the key to my storage house. And the reason why this would be permitted, according to the Tanakhama, is because he has it in his possession. It's not like he's borrowing something that he doesn't have, and he's going to be repaying at a higher value later. He has it in his possession, he just has to wait till his son gets it or till he finds the key, and therefore there's no ribbis issues. However, hill iser, hill asers. And here we have another case where hill is machmer, hill also said, loy salva isha kikar l'chaverta, a woman's not allowed to lend a loaf of bread to her friend, ache tasenu damim, until they set it at a value. You have a woman that knocks on her neighbor's door asking to borrow a loaf of bread for the kids in the morning to make sandwiches, send them off to cheder. According to hill, that loaf of bread is not allowed to be borrowed until they say, okay, this loaf of bread is worth 12 shekel. And so now it's like she's borrowing 12 shekel, not a loaf of bread. And why does it have to be like that, according to Hillel? Shami Akiru Chitim. Maybe the price of wheat is going to go up, and then that same loaf of bread tomorrow is going to cost 14 shekel. Benimtsu Basadei Ribbis, and it's going to turn out there's an issue of Ribbis. She borrowed something worth 12, and now she's repaying something worth 14. That's why, according to Hillel, they have to stipulate, I'm borrowing 12 shekel from you. It happens to be that it's in a loaf of bread, but if tomorrow bread goes up in value, I'm only going to give you 12 shekel worth of bread, not 14. Now, the reason why the Chamim don't have an issue with this is because it's such a small amount, people forgive it, they don't mind, and it's not considered ribbis at all. That's kind of like when you borrow a potato from your neighbor and you pay back a potato, even though the potato you gave them back is different than the one that you borrowed. It's probably a different size. It's not exact to the gram or the ounce. It's not a problem of ribbis because people are meichel on small amounts like this. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, we now have more cases that might constitute ribbis. Amar Adam L'Chaveroi, a person could tell his friend, Nachei Shemi v'Anachei Shemach, you come and weed with me today in my field, and tomorrow I'll come and weed with you in your field. Or Adarimi v'Adarimach, you come and hoe and dig in my field today, and I'll come and help you hoe and dig in your field tomorrow. That's a fair exchange. However, v'lo yarmalai can tell him, Nachei Shemi v'Adarimach, or Adarimi v'Anachei Shemach, you come and weed with me, and I'm going to dig with you, or you dig with me, and I'll weed with you. And that's because these have varying levels of difficulty, and it could be that one of them costs more, is more valuable than the other, and that's going to be an issue of ribbis. Now, even in the first case of the Mishnah where it's permitted, we have to be careful. Kol yimei garud echad, kol yimei revia echad. All the days of the dry season, the summer, are considered like one, and all the days of the rainy season, the wet season, are considered like another. And therefore, lo yarmalai, he can't tell him, charesh imi begarid, you come and plow with me during the dry season, bani echreshim chaber via, and I'm going to plow with you during the wet season. Because even though it's the same type of malacha that's being done, since it's being done at two different seasons, there could be a ribbis issue there as well. We now move on to more types of ribbis. From Gamaliel, and Gamaliel says, yes, ribbis mukdemes, yes, ribbis mucheres. There could be something that's constituted as ribbis, even though it's before the actual deal or afterwards. Ketzad, what's example? Nosan eno lois hemenu. A person set his mind he wanted to borrow from a particular fellow. Ruvain wanted to borrow money from Shimon. And he sends him a gift. And he says, "Bishvil shal talveini, this gift is so that you should lend me money." Zui ribbis mukdemes. This is considered ribbis before the actual loan, because it's going to turn out that when he borrows money from him, that he's giving him more than he borrowed from him. And it's the same thing at the end. Lava himenu. Let's say he borrowed from him, and he returned the money. He borrowed $100 and gave back $100. And then afterwards, he sent him a gift. And he said, "Bishvil ma'isecha shayu b'teilos etzli, this is for your money that was bottled by me, meaning you allowed 100 of your dollars to sit by me. You lent it to me. You allowed me to use it." Zuhi ribbis mucheres. That's considered ribbis mucheres. And onto yet another case, Rav Shimon says, yes, ribbis dvarim. There's even a case of ribbis with words. Lo yomer loy, a borrower is not to tell a lender, da, you should know, ki ba ish plenu makam plenu, that guy is coming from that place, and the only reason why he gave him this piece of information is because he lent him money. That's the lender receiving something extra than what he gave. He gave $100, and now he's receiving back $100 and a juicy piece of information that he wouldn't have known about had he not lent the borrower the money. That also is a problem of ribbis. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.